You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
What's up? This is your boy DJ Nash, aka Fearless Eagle. Yeah, you can call me Fearless Eagle. And today's topic is really awesome because it's amazing. And yeah, what I wanted to speak about was a very well-known celeb. Yes, a celeb that we all know. And it's really awesome because when I also touched on the other celebs, guess what? I actually mentioned what he did. Like, if you can actually do that as a celebrity, you will be in a position where you experience freedom. And it's awesome because he's actually experiencing the freedom that I've been speaking about and is actually an example of what you can do. And yeah, obviously there are also, you know, examples. There's other people that you can say, yeah, this is an example. But he is one of the examples that I can say he is a radical explanation and a perfect example of how it's meant to be done, man. And yeah, as you saw today's topic, that's why you actually got into this. You wanted to hear what it's all about, and it's gonna be really, really awesome and amazing. So Kanye West, yeah, you know, some people say Kanye West, some other people say Kanye West, and yeah, that's basically the topic for today. We're going to be talking about him and what he's done, and yeah, it's really, really awesome, it's amazing. So Kanye West, yeah, basically, there's a lot that we're going to speak about concerning him. So stay tuned in, don't go anywhere, this is Kanye West.
Hey, what he did, this is Adam Gilly, and you're listening to Real Heat on Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
I love this one.
I want them to see you, so I'm climbing up to the top of the world to show what I'm made of.
I need to tell somebody, I want everyone to know that he said,
looking at his life, yeah, basically it was really interesting because something that we did not expect, but it happened. And yeah, if you look at the Illuminati industry, obviously, yeah, there's other stuff that are involved there, and Sony and all those people, you know, people like your Michael Jackson, and I've touched on his life, and in fact, go back, you'll find a show on his life, your Eminem, you know, all those people, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and when you look at the industry that they're actually involved in, you get to understand that the industry that they're involved in is owned by Lucifer. So there's a lot of blood sacrifices happening in there. There's people dying and all those things. And once you come in, like you actually give, okay, once you sign that paper, let me put it that way. So you sell your soul to the enemy, which is the enemy of the Lord, you know, the devil. So once you sign that paper, you put your blood commitment there. Like, yeah, it's basically hard for them to come out, because when they immediately start attempting to come out, that's when they go after them. So they actually sacrifice them. And if you take, for example, people like your Michael Jackson, they sacrificed him. Why? Because he wanted to leave. He actually got to a point in life where he was like, you know what, I'm leaving Sony. I'm actually leaving Sony. I'm not going to stay with Sony. And because he wanted to do that, they were like, no, man, you can't know everything that you know about us. Like, you have all of this knowledge and wisdom that we gave you, and now you want to leave us. Nah, we're not going to let you do that. We're going to execute you. And then, obviously, they went to the father, gave him an offer. He accepted it. There goes Michael Jackson, dead. And there's others that are also an example of basically what happens in the industry. And, yeah, some of them, they did not choose to be there. And yeah, I was actually looking like back to in history, I was looking at Michael Jackson's life, and you know, at a young age when he got involved, and I was like, yo, this boy was actually innocent. Like, you look at the life that he was living, he was innocent, yet, yeah, you know, because of parents and all those stuff, he ended up in there. But now, when we're gonna look at other, you know, examples and all those things, you'll actually get to understand what is happening. And yeah, for example, in fact, I don't need to say anything. Just go back to the previous shows. You'll find Eminem shows. You'll find all of those people, even Michael Jackson. You'll find all those shows, and you can listen to them. You will hear interesting stuff, and you get to understand what is happening. But now, looking at Kanye West, there was a point in time where also him, you know, he obviously wanted to leave and all those things. And I got to that point where I stopped listening to his music. But before I stopped listening to his music, I was aware that this guy wanted to leave. Obviously, before he got into the music industry, he used to do Christian, you know, rap and Christian gospel and all those stuff. And then after that, that's when he went into the, you know, industry, Sony and all those things. And then, yeah, there was a point in time where he actually decided, you know, he's going to leave and all those things. And then they tried to sacrifice him. And then he was missing in action for quite, yeah, an amount of time, you know, like not just time, but months, you know, like, yeah, a lot of months. And that was after they tried to, you know, sacrifice him. And then, yeah, he was gone, like gone. We didn't know what's happening with Kanye West. Like, there's nothing coming out, no singles, no nothing. And that's when the news came out, this guy is in hospital, this is what happened, that is what happened. And after that, suddenly this guy's popularity started, yeah, you know, going on some other levels and all those things. But yeah, that's basically what was happening in this guy's life. And yeah, we're gonna take a look at his life in detail. We're gonna go in depth of, yeah, the stuff that is happening with this guy. And then there's questions that we also want to ask. So yeah, he set an example, but there's also other stuff that is involved. So do not go anywhere, stay tuned in. We're gonna go straight into his life after this.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Now, for those who know Kanye West, your Kanye West was... Okay, for me, I grew up listening to Kanye West, you know, Eminem, Jay-Z, you know, all those people. And yeah, like Kanye West, Ninjas in Paris, you know, Click. That's the stuff that I used to listen to, and I grew up listening to him. But now the problem is he was part of the Illuminati industry. Now, what recently happened is Kanye West actually became a born-again, on-fire believer. And he actually gave his life to Christ, which is basically what I've been saying. If any of the people in the music industry that are part of Sony that sold their souls to the devil, if they can decide, today I repent and I'm going to give my life to Christ, they immediately going to be saved. They're going to be free from the devil, and the devil has nothing against him. And that's basically what Kanye West did. First, obviously, I heard of rumors, and they were like, Kanye West is making gospel music. And then in my head, I'm like, what heresy are these people speaking? What fake news are these people actually giving us? And then I was like, okay, let me sit down and actually research and actually see if it's true. Because, yeah, I know that he used to make Christian music long time before he was part of the industry and sold his name to the devil and soul also to the devil. That I knew. I was like, I was aware that he used to make Christian music, but I wasn't expecting him to actually become a Christian again. So the one thing that we do is pray for them so that they can give their life to Christ. But I didn't expect him to do it this year. You know, I was like shocked when I heard of this. So I sat down on the internet, I researched, and as I researched, I actually saw his testimony. I was like, what? His testimony? And then he explains how he actually gave his life to Christ. You know, he got an encounter with God, and that's when he heard God telling him that he's going to serve him, and he wants Kanye West to use his music talent and everything to glorify him and get people saved to the kingdom of God. And he even goes on to, you know, in one of his songs that he made, his recent album, which he titled Jesus is King. So that is basically his new album, Christian album, that he made, which is titled Jesus is King. And he speaks about how he used to be a slave to the devil, working for the devil, but now he's going to work for the Lord. And he puts his testimony in there. And it's an awesome album that I have to say. Like, I won't criticize it. I won't say anything bad towards it. I mean, I listened to the whole album. I listened to all the tracks, and I have to say I am satisfied with him being a Christian in terms of music wise, you know, and speaking wise, you know, speech and all the stuff. I know he even preaches on a Sunday and he hosts services and stuff like that, which is really awesome. That's what we want. And he's getting people saved to the kingdom of God. But now the one thing that we actually want to see is his fruits. One can say I'm a Christian, but now we need to look at the lifestyle that they're now living. So that is basically what I'm waiting to see. Like, how long is he going to stay a Christian, and what type of fruits is he going to produce? Because if he's a real Christian and he's radically changed, he's going to be a Christian forever. He's going to be changing lives. So that is something that we should put in our mind. We should actually think about. And yeah, I'm not saying that he's lying or anything like that. I love the fact that he's a Christian now. It's something that I've been saying. Anyone in the industry can give their life to Christ, and Christ is going to break that blood commitment. Nothing is too hard for Jesus to get rid of. So for the rest of the rappers that are out there, take an example and follow Kanye West footsteps. I mean, Justin Bieber did it. He went to Hillsong and all those stuff. And we also got other rappers that did it that, no, they're not mentioned. They actually left the Illuminati industry. They gave their life to Christ, and Satan tried to take them out, but he couldn't because they are covered by the blood of Jesus. Same thing with Kanye West. You know, there's obviously persecutions that he's experiencing, people judging him and all those stuff. That is because as a believer, you will always have that. You'll have people that are going to have something to say, but you worry about what the Bible says and how you live your life according to the Bible. So big ups to you, Kanye West. I love the fact that you're a Christian now. We've been praying for you, and we're still praying for other people like Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, all those people. They can also use their lives, you know, their gifts, their talent to actually advance the kingdom of the Lord. I mean, when Satan is tormenting the guys in the Illuminati industry, they know how it feels. It's painful. It's not awesome. It's bad. It's, yeah, something that they don't want to experience as a human being. And we are not meant to be experiencing such torment, you know, and all those stuff. That's not what we're meant to be experiencing. And, yeah, what I'm saying is every single one of the people that are in the industry, the Illuminati industry, follow Kanye West's footsteps. Give your life to Christ, get born again, get baptized, start spreading the word of God. And if you don't know how to, you can listen to Kanye West's album. That's a perfect example of how to. I mean, yo, it's awesome. Get closer to God, you know how to. He's going to give you, you know, ideas and all those things. You're going to have wisdom from the Lord. So just make sure that you get connected to God. Lil Wayne, I'm praying for you to give your life to Christ. Kendrick Lamar, I've been praying for you, and I'm still praying for you. I mean, I know even Lecrae, there was a time when he was also, you know, trying to reach out to you. Just accept the calling, man. Accept it. So I'm encouraging you. And that's basically today's show. Kanye West is a born-again believer on fire, spreading the word. That is what we always wanted. That is what we still want for the rest of the rappers, like your Nicki Minaj and them. You know, we want that. Guys, come join. As in, you guys out there, the rappers, come join. I know you're listening to this. You are listening to this. Join this movement. It's awesome. So that was Kanye West's life. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
Yep, so now we're going back to closing. And yeah, for those who don't know, you can get What's the Topic on Instagram as What's the 777 Topic Now. Yeah, What's the 777 Topic Now. That's where you can get me as What's the Topic, or you can go onto Facebook. I mean, yeah, for the shows, you can get them on Iono FM. Go to Iono FM, then search for Active FM. You'll find all the shows, or you can go to our personal website, which is better and easier and faster, and it also sends you to Iono, which is www.activefm.co.za. This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic. I'm not a DJ yet, but I will get my DJ stunts, you know, fingers and everything rolling. So don't be far away from me, because you won't experience that when I become one. But, yeah, I'm in the process of becoming a DJ. So I'm going to see you same time, same place next week. And by the way, if you got the show during the afternoon, good afternoon to you. I'm going to see you next week, whatever time that you get it. If you're getting it in the morning, good morning to you. I'm going to see you next week, same time. If you're getting it in the evening, good evening to you. So I'm aware of the time zones that you guys get it. You can listen to What's the Topic at any time that you want. It's not just in the morning, even though it's a morning show, you know, a morning break for sure. It doesn't mean that you are restricted to listen to it in the morning. No, it just comes out in the morning, and throughout the whole day, you can listen to What's the Topic. Share out the show. Get people exposed to it, please. Yes, that's something that I want. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Peace out and God bless.
Peace. Now. Hear this. Hey, what we got to do?
Praise. Praise.
Praise the door with you.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.